Hello and welcome to episode 59 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we continue Dumb Criminal Week by hopping across the water to Thailand to see what happens when you do stupid things involving tigers and suitcases. Tigers are my favorite animal. There's something about their fuzzy cuteness that I just can't resist. Or maybe it's because I loved Tigger back in my Winnie the Pooh days. So that's why when I hear stories about tiger poaching for body parts or activities putting these guys in further harm's way, I get a little miffed. They're already on the endangered species lists, and if we're not careful, tigers will be erased from the face of the earth. So tiger smuggling is not a laughing matter. But idiot tiger smugglers, on the other hand, are hilarious. You can chalk this one up to good airport security. When a 31-year-old Thai woman named Piyawan Palasarn checked her bags at one of Bangkok's airports, she had illegal activities in mind. Unfortunately, she hadn't taken any classes in acting nonchalant when you're carrying out said illegal activity, and the security folks noticed how nervous she was, so they decided to x-ray her baggage. Inside, they saw a collection of stuffed tigers, like you'd give a kid. Innocent enough. A bit peculiar, though, was that nestled among these stuffed animal tigers was a real tiger. The animal was drugged and sleeping, but it was a real live baby tiger. Right away, Palasam was arrested and the cub was sent to a wildlife refuge. Palasam faces charges for wildlife smuggling, but at least she didn't end up like the guy in Mexico City who tried to smuggle monkeys in his jacket. True story. Thanks for tuning in to episode 59 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have a comment about the show or would like to suggest a topic or idea, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as Daily Brainwave, all one word, and make sure you tune in tomorrow as we head back onto American shores to find out what happens when you stage a holdup, only to have your gun fall apart.